go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, for this evening, taping this show on January 9, 2020. For those of you, there's a long tail on this show. D-Tay, you know what my favorite, one of my favorite sayings are, and I say it to you quite often.
Let's go eat.
Take your pants off and leave me in the office.
Get those pants off. That is literally my favorite saying.
Oh.
Get those pants off.
It is.
Yeah. Well, this Sunday.
That's how I got the job.
If you're right. This Sunday, if you're riding the light rail, it is actually No Pants Light Rail Ride Day in Phoenix.
I will be
what?
There.
What?
At 1 o'clock on Sunday, January 12th.
Any girls?
All girls. Girls, boys, everybody.
Y'all want to go?
You can ride around Phoenix with your pants off.
Let me take that back. D-Tay, you want to go?
I'm down.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's go.
Let's go.
Well, why won't you invite D-A to go? Little D?
Oh, he's happy.
Well, you just said it. Little D.
That's exactly the reason why I'm not going.
You don't see me.
I'll take pictures for you guys.
I would go to Eyeball and go and Ogle. Because you know that. Now, listen. You know there's going to be some of those individuals.
Yeah, I'm like me.
I'm a little afraid to go.
Would you actually? Now, number one, it's going to be 60 degrees out on Sunday.
Shrinkage.
Now, are you willing to just go and ride and observe, D-Tay, or are you willing to go ride and participate?
See, I would, if I go, I'm going to ride and participate. But that's why I'm afraid to go, because I know if I'm looking and I see something nice,
yeah,
that I'm not a shower. I'm a grower.
Are you saying that?
You're going to have towers.
It's going to grow.
Uh-oh.
And if I'm standing next to him, it's going to be two twin towers.
Oh.
Exactly.
So you're saying that you are afraid that, you know, it's going to, you know, pop out there on the light rail system there.
What's going to pop out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be more to it to that.
Oh, is there more?
Yeah. We used to have
one way
where it actually did the wood thing.
Hey,
I don't have that one. Oh, here.
Corey did the cow because he knows I bring the beef.
Oh,
Kobe.
And you know what? I've always asked, where's the beef?
Hey, speaking of beef, can I let you out a little fetish that I've been having lately?
Sure. Little D, Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year's. It seemed like I haven't seen you guys like a whole year.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
For real. Thanks for joining us.
I've been having a BBW fetish.
Ooh.
Lately.
A big Mexican woman?
Not to any, like a white girl.
Big,
like,
beautiful big, woman.
Oh, that's big what, black woman?
Big, beautiful, no.
Sure.
No.
Oh!
Corey,
oh,
you're a BBW.
Oh, I know what I...
Wait. You don't like black BBWs?
No. I've been big, to beautiful women.
Burgers with cheese?
No, big bellying well.
That was hurtful.
One of my favorite searches hub is BBW BBC.
Let me take it back.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Nice.
Killing the game.
I'm about to look that one up.
Yeah, hey.
Look it up. You'll see some stuff.
All right, little D.
I've been having two fetishes.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hopefully, I pray that nobody knows Lady is listening.
You know they do, always tell on you?
But they as in me.
I haven't been able to rent and get out stuff lately. So, two, I've been into black women lately. Like, a lot. Like, dude, so bad that I want to be with one.
I thought you were going to say be one.
No, right, Tyler Perry.
I said that to my wife.
We're like so connected.
As your woman consumption consigliere, little D, I have to advise you against such.
Okay.
Duh.
And I've been having a BBW fetish lately. Like, I've been watching BBW porn. Like,
okay, be careful now.
Yeah.
How are we doing this show?
Well, so
we would have like topics on.
So I also like, since he's bringing
can
up,
we be careful? Because I was planning on sitting this show for some interview gifts, and I might have to rethink
this. Feels like an afterburn.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
I've also been having some fetishes.
Oh.
Speak
and,
to me.
I've been having a fetish lately for home cooked meals.
What?
Yeah.
A fetish for home cooked meals. What a weird way to start the show.
Yeah. I know. The other day I had steak.
Uh-huh.
And mac and cheese.
What else? Greens.
No.
Beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams,
hogs, pogs.
Little D's back, pogs. So you know I gotta give it to him.
Give it to him one time.
I'm trying to get to it. Okay, I'm trying to get to it here. Cover me. I'm sorry.
Bodas, what you, sodas, neck bones, thigh bones,
chitlins,
grillins,
rise, gremlins, gizmos.
Yo, speaking of eating, I thought about that. I was about to tweet it. I need to tweet more. I was gonna say gremlins must taste kind of good, right?
You know what? Because they ate all that food.
Yeah.
After hours.
Now, so, what did you have with the tilapia?
So I had steak. I had greens.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, hogs, dogs. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat. You name it.
I do like the hog mog.
Oh yeah,
the hog mog.
I use hog mog in my greens when I do cook. Yes, shocker, DA. When I do cook Southern food, mm-hmm. I use hog mog in my greens.
Shocker! I don't know what hog mog is.
I never used the hog mog for the greens. I always use the hog mog for my ice cream.
I've only heard hog mog one time, and that was in Friday.
I don't even know what a hog tie is. Yeah. I don't know how to tie a hog.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nothing better than using the honky tonk for your ice cream.
Ain't nothing better.
Mm. So what is hog?
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
AK-47 on the YouTube says, hi guys.
Hey. AK-47.
Is she black?
Real quick, yes.
Yeah.
She's black, she's beautiful, and she was kind enough,
even though
I've been accused of browbeating her into doing so. AK-47, P1 of all P1s, was kind enough to post a picture up of the gift mm-hmm. that our Afterburn Elite members received, which mm-hmm. was a free Fat Guy Radio Show t-shirt from the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store.
Swag.
Nice. And AK-47 had a little extra thing in her gift, which was some of our wristbands.
Ooh.
And a nude selfie, a little D. And it was beautiful. So the box was like this big. We sent it, but it got there.
It must have been a big shirt.
And it only cost the company $49.99 in shipping.
It's an elephant wristband.
Yeah, it's an elephant wristband.
That's all the wristbands.
So you've been cooking, you made tilapia, you made green beans and all this other stuff. By the way, did I mention that that's it. That's all I got.
You did mention that.
Yeah, thank you, Lil D. Lil D's edit and threw me off. I talked about the first time.
We'll be okay.
No, it's okay. I also...
don't worry, we'll fix this in editing.
I have another fetish. And I don't know if you guys are up on this trend yet.
Is it a fetish or a desire?
Well, it's not a desire. It's a fetish.
Is it a fetish for fat black people?
I mean, you probably could get into it. I don't know if you've done it yet.
If you're into it, I'm into it.
All I know is that I've been having this huge fetish. And correct me if I'm wrong. Like, let me know. You guys, let me know if you guys heard of this.
Oh.
All right. Mm-hmm. But I've been having this huge fetish, and like I just started doing it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get the kicker.
Showers.
I bathe.
And he did hit it right. We'll fix this in editing too.
He's supposed to hit the bomb. Somebody.
I'm telling you guys, I had this huge fetish, and I don't know if you guys heard about it yet.
What's that?
But I just started doing it, and it's like the greatest thing ever.
What is it?
Showers.
Oh.
Fat Guy Radio Show. I watch the TV, I watch the news. Make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on. Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 1 million downloads worldwide. Woo. Heard by the best Fatnatics. Welcome to Arizona's home for Hot Talk Radio. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D, in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our YouTube Live, just like AK-47. Tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, folks, is brought to you by the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. On sale now, the hottest internet radio and podcast-inspired designed tees. Just released our Valentine's Day-inspired tees. Say you love them by sporting one of our Valentine's Day t-shirts or give one as the perfect gift. So many styles and designs to choose from, available in your favorite color, delivered directly to your door, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Order today and follow us on social media for the latest and greatest released designs. The Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store, open now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Lil D, welcome back into the fold of the show. You were gone for the last part of 2019. You are back and D-Tay and forgot how to do his job.
Yeah, man. We kicking off the new year with a bang.
We kicking it off. We kicked it off last week, Lil D, but that's okay.
I'm kicking it off with a bang.
Yeah, well,
before we go too far, AK-47 said on the YouTube, it was size shower curtain, by the way.
I told you.
Thank you, AK-47. Yeah. There's plenty more where that came from.
We thought you needed a dress.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I thought you wanted to put you and your adorable little chocolate babies in there with you. You know what I mean?
It's a family shirt.
Yeah, it's a family shirt.
Family shirt, yeah.
Family shirts at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store.
Where one size fits all.
Well, boys, you know, I hate going to the barbershop and then coming here to the show because then I just want to carry on the conversations that I have at the barbershop here on the show.
Do it.
Which is very interesting.
Was it a black barbershop?
It was a black barbershop.
Oh, bring it, baby.
Yeah.
But okay. You know what I noticed about Corey real quick before he gets into the story?
He's slimming down.
He goes. That too.
No, okay. I'm not. It's a haircut.
He goes to the store. He goes to the barbershop, gets a haircut, puts a hat on. What's the point?
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
But you also know what I noticed about Corey?
Huh?
Is he always wears a hat.
Yeah.
He does.
And that's a black person thing, too. Why I do it? That's a black person thing, too, because black folk go to the hair, they go to the barbershop, and they put the hat on before they even leave the damn barbershop.
Yeah, they do. Put it right back. Like, what's the point?
Yeah,
point. Here's the thing. I wear the hat to the barbershop. So I was at the...
Did you wear it out?
I wear it out. I was at the Blick barbershop, and I'm banned from mentioning the barbershop because it can't handle anything. I'm going to tell you this right now. I arrived at the barbershop at 10:05 this morning. Guess what time I hit the chair?
Church time.
At 2:05.
Did you have an appointment?
No, because appointments are only on Wednesdays.
Appointments are only on Wednesdays. Today's Thursday.
Then I'm going to say noon.
Lil D, what you registered your guess? I got there at 10:05.
And it's
Thursday, and it's the first 10 days of the month.
Oh. And it's Denzel's barbershop, the popular one.
Yes.
That he's banned from mentioning, but you're not.
Yes.
Well, that's not the actual name of the barbershop.
Okay.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
Barber. My barber's name is Denzel.
Man, it has to be about 2 o'clock. I would say, yeah, around 2.
3:10, boys.
Shut up.
I got close.
3:10.
Well, I was closest because I said 2:05.
Yeah.
Damn it. I say 2:07.
But it's the closest without going over, so I said noon, so I win.
This ain't the Price is Right.
It's 3:10, so I'm the closest without going over.
I should have said 2:11.
True.
Then
you went over.
3:10.
The end result is that no one won because I sat there from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock and then got out of the chair about 4.
When you go in, do you ask how many's in front of me?
No, I knew. I knew that I was going in and sitting. Anytime you go to my barbershop and you sit there, and a lot of people do this. Anybody that goes to a barbershop, unless you're going to like, what's that real, Great Clips or something like that, where you can kind of go through their app and schedule a time and you walk in and they're waiting for you.
You go to Great Clips?
I do not go to Great Clips.
No, actually, I have a free haircut from Great Clips.
You can go to Great Clips.
I can't go to Great Clips.
Okay.
But if you do go to a place like Great Clips, you can get a appointment or a time slot so that when you walk in, you're not waiting. With my barber, he has a Wednesday day that you can do appointments, but those appointments fill up.
Yeah.
And then I haven't been on the appointment schedule lately because my Wednesdays are always crazy. And if you make an appointment and you can't go, because his appointment schedule is in such high demand,
he
boots you out. Oh. He doesn't allow you to make appointments. Now, I haven't been booted. Uh-huh. I just stopped making appointments because I know that especially in basketball season, there's going to be times that I can't get there.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get booted from the option of being an appointment. But the only reason why, and Lil D, you can attest to this, the only reason why my barber takes appointments
is
because I encourage him to do so years and years and years, sitting down with him and literally explaining to him the business model of how this can be profitable. Because he's like, well, if I do appointments, then that's going to limit the amount of heads that I can hit in a day. Actually, It may if you're not rushing through them, but you charge more.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good at what he does.
Yeah, he's prosperous.
He's amazing at what he does. He has a very tight group of people, clientele, that pay more just to have an appointment. This dude is so amazing at what he does and how he's been cutting my hair. We talked about this today. He's been cutting my hair for over 15 years.
Yeah, and guess who introduced Corey to him?
Dite.
His little brother.
My little brother.
So how I get around that, because my barber charges $5 for the reservation.
Yeah.
So I'll make a reservation at like 4, cancel at $3.55, and still go in.
See, that's booty. And that's
good. I don't get booty from him.
I won't do that to my barber because he is just too good. I have tried over the last 15 years to find a comparable barber.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other like it.
Yeah, he's good.
There's no other like it. And I like the way his store is set up. I like the comfortability there. I don't feel intimidated when I'm there. There are some times where I go in and I basically do Fat Guy Radio Show in there. And then there are times where I go, like today, I just sit in the back corner and just work quietly.
Wait, for free? You give them a Fat Guy Radio Show for free?
Meaning that I engage the people that are there.
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn.
Don't engage, but today was definitely a day of engagement because my barbershop shares a wall. Its parking lot shares a wall with a notable strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Black
in the downtown Phoenix area. Now, I've never been in said strip club, but he shares a wall. Now, there hasn't always been a wall, but Lil D, maybe about 5-6 years ago, they decided to put a wall through the middle of the parking lot.
And I hated it so
bad. Because it's like, and I'm trying not to give it away.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, what's that strip club?
I'm not going to give the strip club away. I'm literally folks, I would tell you because he's amazing and I would love to give him a free plug, but he honestly cannot handle any more clientele.
Swinging Richards.
He cannot handle any more clientele. DJ, please, we've already had enough edits. Don't Google this and shout this out on the show. I'm already on the edge.
Don't do it, DJ.
DA. Oh. Don't send me to the next level. We gonna make it through this.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
So he shares a parking lot. Is the little strip mall area. Mm-hmm. Shares a parking lot with a strip club. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that today we were observing people parking in his parking lot.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Walking around the wall and going to the strip club.
Wait.
And he started to mention the fact that he knows these individuals as regulars, meaning that every day at the same time or on a routine basis per week, these people come back into a parking space so that their plates aren't seen. Mm-hmm. One dude was literally taking a whole bath in his truck, washing himself off, changing his clothes in his truck. And I sat there. I was there all day.
Yeah.
So I sat there and observed him really washing himself off. And sure as rain, he got up, went around the corner, went to the strip club.
Was this closer to 10 or closer to 3?
This was closer to 2. It was around 2 o'clock. And the only reason why I know it was around 2 o'clock is because my barber said, There's the two o'clock guy.
Oh.
And then he called the 2 o'clock guy. He called the 12:30 noon guy that comes on his lunch. He knew their trucks. He knew what they were going to be doing. He knew he described them from a T and everything. So I started to think to myself, I'm like, the wall, the strip club has a parking lot. Mm-hmm. It has actually the parking lot at the strip club is larger than the parking lot of the strip mall.
It is.
When you think about
it.
It literally is, right?
Yeah.
So I said to my barber, I says, they're only parking on this side of the wall because they feel shameful. Why would you feel bad about going to a strip club when you're a grown ass man?
I wouldn't say shameful.
What would you say it is then?
Discreet. Let's say
no discretion at a strip club, bro.
When you're inside, there's not. But when you're outside in the parking lot and your car can be recognized, there is. Let's say you're a pastor at a church. You need to back in. He's not shameful. He's just trying to be discreet.
Okay, you're trying to be discreet.
I'm an accountant and I handle a lot of people's money. And then I go to the strip club. They're going to be like, what you doing at the strip club, bro? Throwing my money?
Okay, so you basically led me up to my point that I'm trying to make here.
Oops.
If you got, no, it's good. If you got all that going on in your life, mm-hmm. yet you have this desire to go to a strip club, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a discretion thing because these men that I observed parking over here, mm-hmm. If they weren't feeling shameful about going to the strip club, they would have parked in the parking lot and walked to the front door. If you know you just go into a strip club to enjoy the entertainment there, mm-hmm. park in the parking lot mm-hmm. and go in the front door. Why would you feel the need to have to hide mm-hmm. in a parking lot adjacent to the strip club mm-hmm. and not only hide, but back your truck in? Mm-hmm. That to me says shameful.
Counterfacts. Let's say it gets popping in the strip club. They just watch the Players Club. They expect mm-hmm. some people to come in with some guns. Rat-a-tat. And they have to run out. You don't want to run out and hop in your car right in front of the strip club. You want to run out, dip the corner, then hop in, and you can just dip right out.
The parking lot that they're parking in is smaller than the one at the strip club. It's harder to get in and out of the parking lot at my barbershop than it is to get in and out of the parking lot at the strip club.
But the wall is a buffer.
Yeah, it's a buffer.
It's a buffer wall taking bullets.
I don't think that's it. I honestly feel that this is shameful.
Counterfacts.
Counterargument. Do you watch adult films in public?
Pino.
No, I don't.
Now, if you indulge in adult films, are you ashamed of that?
No.
So watching it in private is just a form of discretion, right?
It is.
Yep.
So backing into a parking lot could be a form of discretion and not necessarily shame.
Ooh, put a collar around me because I see where he's walking.
Backing into a parking lot that is adjacent to where you're going. Now, I don't move and go hide in my backyard to watch adult entertainment.
Well, that's if not even hiding because you're in your backyard. I've seen your backyard. That's pretty public.
If these people, if these guys, now number one, it was revealed that one guy literally, while walking to the strip club, took off a wedding ring and put it in his pocket.
Why wouldn't he leave it in the car?
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not trying to shame these guys. Mm-hmm. All I'm, my point that I made to my barber, is if you go engage in this type of entertainment, go all in. Don't feel like you got to be a hit. You got to hide or discretion. Ain't nobody, it's 2020, ain't nobody judging you for going to a strip club unless you got something to hide. There are more people that park in that parking lot right outside the strip club than the ones that are hiding over there in my barber's parking lot. They're hiding. It's clear that they are hiding because they don't want to be caught on the 50 million cameras outside of that strip club. There is nothing else about it other than the fact that they are shameful for it. And I say, why be ashamed? If you enjoy that type of entertainment, you are an adult male, go all in. Do what you got to do. Go and have your entertainment and feel free to park in front of the building or have the confidence to park in front of the building and not try to hide.
You're single, bro.
Unless you hide in something.
You don't understand.
Little D, do you not think that they hide in something by parking in that other parking lot?
They are hiding something. And in fact, and I can tell you how I know he's hiding something. One guy took off his ring. So you know he's hiding something.
And they come every day at the same
take
time.
Take out the ring?
Yeah, at the same time.
Okay. Let's be honest. All right? And I know we're up on a break, but I really want to dive into this. Let's be honest. Taking off the ring could be something as simple as he doesn't want the strippers to engage him about his wedding ring. Mm-hmm. Not just the fact that he's hiding his marriage and everything. Real. Strippers be trying to find any way to connect with you.
Hey,
to get that money.
What's going on at home?
Oh, you're married. How long you been married for?
Uh-huh.
Woman, bitch, I don't want to talk about my wife. I want you to rub on my Johnson. Like, that's not so. That could be just like, look, I'm going to put this in the young pocket here. She ain't going to know I'm married. That's not something she can talk to me about. She can just talk about shaking the jiggle jigs in my face. Like, that's it. Like, it could be that. It not necessarily mean, hey, you know, I'm hiding something.
Well, was he
like,
black?
One was black, one was Mexican.
The married one. Who took off the ring?
He was a black guy.
AK-47 said maybe their wife, Becky with the good hair, don't allow them to go to the strip club. They're not feeling shameful.
Good.
They're just being discreet. There's a difference.
No. If you married and your wife don't allow you to go to a strip club, you hiding, you being shameful, and you covering up something that your wife don't want you to do. Which brings me to my next point. Let's take a quick break right here. And when we get to the other side of this, I wanted AK-47. You set it up perfectly. If this was a golf game, you just hit a hole in one. Because this leads me to my next topic that we got into in the barbershop as well.
I would hit my one in her hole.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Good Lord, have mercy.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's like Call of Duty. If you ever play shooter games, you gotta have good angles. It's not necessarily your
dude,
aim.
Look how big I am. I can't get in them damn angles, bro.
Yes, you
can. I just wanna lay there. She's the one that's gotta be Thumbelina.
Or you can stand, lay or stand.
Lay, stand? Have you heard of this thing called gravity?
I wonder what.
Stand, everything goes down. I could stand up right now.
Stand? You mean that thing when I gotta stand up on my two legs and gotta have gravity and fight me?
DA, I could stand up right now, pull my pants down, and you wouldn't see.
But that's why you gotta
but
lift.
Belly button and thighs.
Ooh. That does sound like a good time, though. Belly button and thighs.
Like I felt like I was at KFC ordering a bucket. Let me get some of these belly button and thighs. Can I get a 20-piece belly button and thighs?
It's gonna be a 20-minute wait on the belly buttons.
It's fine. I'll wait. Can you add extra white gravy?
Yeah, go ahead, put them around.
Okay.
Belly button and thighs. That's how horrible it is.
Afterburn. This episode is brought to you by Playapod. the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blake.
People of the world, let me tell you about Target. Through the Target banner on our website or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/Target. For the new year, new decade, 2020, Target is featuring great deals as up to 30% off C9 Champion workout gear, up to 70% off clearance apparel, shoes, and accessories, and up to 30% off clearance furniture. To take advantage of these deals and more, visit our Target banners at fatguyradioshow.com. Target, run and done, and we thank you. All right, so welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. For those of you that are just joining us on live stream, we are in the middle of a I wouldn't say debate, but it's debated. I feel one way. Little D kind of agrees with me. D-Tay and D-A are kind of on another side of the situation. So it kind of leads into something else. And this is what happens when you bring the barbershop conversation outside the barbershop. You know, because the barbershop conversation is kind of like Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rules of Fight Club is that you don't discuss Fight Club. So I'm breaking the barbershop rules because we don't discuss, and only this conversation, now my barbershop shares his space with the beauty shop too. And these type of conversations don't happen when the women are there.
No.
It's surprising how quiet the barbershop side is when the yentas are over there curling and burning
hair. Wait a second.
During the break, I Googled it, so thank you for narrowing it down. I'm going to find it before the end of the show.
Yes, just please don't say it on the air.
It's been a while since I've been in there. They don't have their own spot no more.
No.
They're in the same vicinity.
On that open area on the other side?
Yeah, on the side.
They filled that.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to them being on the other side?
They downsized.
You know what's funny is my dad's church used to be in that shopping center.
Really?
Yeah, right there in the corner.
Okay.
And then it got bought out.
Yeah, there used to be a church there. I remember that.
It used to be two. At one time. One in the corner and one up towards the street.
Two churches?
Yeah.
Well, and actually, a church's chicken.
And the strip club been there for 50 years.
Well, actually, what's funny is I was watching a Netflix show with Killer Mike, and one of them was, I think, he had a church in the strip club.
Oh,
which is not a bad idea.
So you got the guys that are going to the strip club. I think they're being shameful and they're hiding by parking in another parking lot than walking over.
Okay.
DA and D-Tay believe that it's more of their discretion. So this led us to another level of conversation within the barbershop, which kind of was bred by some of this. How do you handle if you're in a relationship with someone that doesn't share your sexual beliefs? Here's the backstory.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that.
My barber was telling me about a friend that he used to have that his friend and his wife ended up getting a divorce because the wife had sexual desires that the husband didn't necessarily sign off on. I will not give the details as far as what that sexual desire is. I can't. It's not radio friendly. But basically, their marriage ended over, here's the wrinkle, over the husband's willingness to perform a certain act within the confines of their marriage that is, and this act is something pretty standard.
What?
Perform it to her?
Yes.
Wait, I'm confused. So
perform it for her and allow her to return the favor.
So
say it this way.
It starts with a P.
Bernie Mac said, when I ask you to put your head right here, you get an attitude.
Okay, so wait, they got a divorce because he did it?
Because he didn't. He did not want to perform it, and he did not want to allow her to perform for him.
Hmm. Oh yeah, no, that's a deal breaker.
I'll put it this way.
Yeah. There's a peanut butter.
Turn down the volume if your kids are around. Mm-hmm. I'll put it this way. You're gonna fail the test if you can't pass the oral.
Oh, it's a 68.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the question though.
Plus one.
They were married.
Mm-hmm.
DA, you hit the nail on the head.
The 68 plus one.
Don't you think that that would have been a conversation that they would have had during the courting phases, during the dating phases? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something that you would want to discuss then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to try the milk before you marry the cow.
Not necessarily drinking the milk.
I know, but
I'm discussing the fact that this is what I like.
Well, actually, drinking the milk is a good metaphor for this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't you think the Bible is like make you kind of hoodwink because it says...
The Bible does not say don't have premarital sex.
It don't?
Nope.
Pastor Charles has been teaching me wrong.
You should stop listening to Pastor Charles.
They talk about sexual immorality, but not specifically do not have sex before you're married.
What do you think adultery is?
Adultery is sleeping with another man's wife. King David.
Or sleeping with another man's wife.
So you can have, so it's not just having sex?
It does not say that explicitly. I've argued with many a pastor.
I've always was under the impression that adultery was having sex before marriage.
Because you don't read the Bible. Continue, Corey.
Hold on. I do read the Bible. That's how I gathered that. And other pastors, like you just said, argue with it. So they say that they think the same thing.
And they're having sex with everybody's wife in the congregation.
We got video of one pastor.
Yeah. Literally doing what you're talking about.
Show me.
Obviously, that wasn't his wife.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Oh, so that's why I don't read the Bible. Okay,
So the conversation off of that example and that couple of them literally their marriage falling apart because the wife had sexual desires that the husband could not fulfill or would not fulfill led us to the question, wouldn't you have that type of discussion before you would even enter into marriage?
You would think
One would think.
Yeah, you should.
And that husband is being very close-minded. He could have at least got her a poodle and some peanut butter. That would have done the trick.
Or he could have hired me. Yeah. I wouldn't have did it.
That is called
the cleanup man.
For him to say that he didn't want it reciprocated to himself. I'm just flabbergasted at has he ever been in a jacuzzi?
For real.
Has he ever vacuumed?
Vacuum is actually very overrated. I know.
It was very interesting because not only that, I mean, look, I guess he's just very, very plain. I don't know. I didn't dive more into it.
Has he ever seen Jill Scott?
You know what I'm saying?
With the double cock walk.
But the conversation, though, was the fact that this should have been discussed way before they got married.
It should have been.
But I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of stuff is taboo to people to talk to, even when they're married.
If you find yourself to the level where you're about to commit to someone else, you would think that hopefully that level that curtain, especially with sexual desires, you would think that would come down.
Yeah.
Like it leading back to the guys that are, you know, maybe hiding out because they're going to strip clubs. You know, you probably want to have a discussion with your girl or your partner, whoever you're wanting to promise the rest of your life with, that this is what I'm into. And then if they don't accept what you're into, or they have a problem with what you're into, you might want to rethink committing your life to that person.
Well, I mean, with the strip club thing though, like you don't necessarily have to divulge that, like, because there are certain things that you're going to be into that you're not going to tell everyone that you're into, and that's fine. It's not hiding it. And if you make enough money to support your family and have extra cash to do that, then by all means, like, do you. I feel like if it starts becoming a financial burden to keep up that hobby and
that hobby,
your family, then that's something that you have to discuss, because then you're like, your wife's like, well, we can't make ends meet. Where were you at? And why are we missing $300? Mm-hmm. Like, now that's something like you're hiding and everything. But if you have your own cash flow that is not interrupting your family's well-being, then by all means, that's something that you don't have to like necessarily predispose.
So
to
you're saying that if you're going to commit to someone else, your life,
yeah,
and you enjoy taking in a strip club entertainment or taking in porn, or you prefer a certain level of a sexual encounter You don't think that that's something that you should disclose to the person you're trying to commit the rest of your life to?
Hell no.
So I'm going to stop you there because you're mixing two different things.
Okay, so you're focusing more on the strip club.
Yeah, I'm focusing on strip club and porn. Like, that, those are necessarily things that you don't have to share with your partner. You, like, ideally, you would want to, but, like, if you just want to keep that to yourself, if that's something that you do for yourself, like that, if that's your self pleasure
by yourself,
yeah, then you can definitely keep that to yourself. Now, if there's certain like levels of sexual activity you like in the bedroom that you will love your partner to like encounter with you, that's something totally different.
Okay, so I gotta bark back on that real quick though.
Okay,
DJ, what you just said now a while back, maybe a year or two ago, I brought that topic up. I said, is it considered cheating on your wife if you're watching porn without her knowing? And you guys said I don't know if you were here, but said that it was considered cheating. It was a topic that I brought up. Like, say, I saw a girl, like, I didn't have sex with her, but I went and found some porn that looked something like her.
That's different.
And got off.
That's now, different because you're lusting after the girl, not after just the porn actress. Like, you're not
the same thing.
No, because you're relating that porn actress to the girl that you saw in the street.
Yeah, that's attainable.
That's who you wanted, not the girl that's on your screen.
If you're saying,
look, this is something I do for myself, I don't even care about this girl, I could literally get it done to a banana being peeled by a girl fully clothed. Like, and that's considered your sexual preference.
Not mine.
Boom.
What
that's not cheating.
What type of bean?
A banana.
A banana bean.
No, a banana bean peeled by a girl who's fully
what
clothed.
What type of bean?
Oh, okay.
A banana bean.
Okay, so I must have this, I must be completely
out of touch. You are.
Because I would think that if you were going to submit and commit your life to someone, you would want to be open and honest about everything before making that commitment.
That's why you ain't got no bitch. You need to keep some secrets.
No, and yes, you want to be open and honest to an extent because let's keep it real. Like, we all have thoughts in our head that we have never told anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
true,
and that's there are going to be thoughts and stuff that like you will never. You'll take certain like feelings and regrets and stuff to your deathbed.
Yeah,
and not want to tell people.
Yeah.
So
like
committing yourself to someone does not necessarily mean that your life is a complete open book and they have access to every recess of your mind.
Okay.
It just means that you have a certain level of respect that you're going to be open and honest with them to certain things that you deem needing to be said. Like your sexual preferences in the bedroom, yes, you will want to discuss that with them. But what you do in your recreational time, as long as it's not affecting in a negative way your family, I don't see like why. Like if I want to go betting, right? If I want to bet all the time, is that something I should discuss with my significant other if I want to be in marriage, commit myself to them?
Gambling addiction?
That's a gambling addiction. Listen. As long as it's not impeding on taking care of them financially.
Okay, so you're adding a whole lot of
perspective.
Sub scenarios. If I have a
supplementary.
There you go. Income that, like, I have enough money, and that's the money I strictly use for gambling, whether I win or lose, and it doesn't affect with the family finances, then is it up to me to, like, do I have to, like, tell her, hey, why?
I think she still should know because y'all want to commit a relationship, and that's finances.
So are you going to go home and tell lady about your BBW fetishes?
That's not finances.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about sexual preferences and everything being open book.
And no, so I'm smarter than that.
Exactly. So now you're hiding something, little
dude. I am hiding. You damn right
but,
I am.
But I'm saying, as long as the finances aren't being, like, if you have this income, like, say every month you get like you budgeted $50 every month for you to gamble, and it does not impede on anything dealing with the family finances because it's something that's been budgeted out already, and that's like your leisure money that you budgeted out to yourself. So after all the bills are done,
well, yeah,
and
that's your little nail money. Like you said, like her nail money, like
yeah,
her hair.
Exactly. So you're doing that, and that's the only money you're using for gambling, whether you win or lose. But you always have your own $50 that you can gamble with. Like, is that something that you feel like you need to let your wife know?
I think I still would.
I'm saying. I'm not saying you wouldn't. I'm just saying if you felt like you didn't want to, and it's not impeding with the family finances, I don't see a problem in keeping that to yourself because that is your leisure time. That is your thing.
I guess the thing is something like that. Why would you have to hide something like that? Now, if the BBW thing, yeah, I have to, because then it's going to be like, well, why are you on that?
Well, it's not hiding. It's on the internet now.
Well, the thing is, and I hate to agree with Corey, but the thing is why would you have to hide anything?
So exactly, I don't. That's why I'm just putting on the internet.
You wouldn't have to hide any. You shouldn't have to hide anything. But my caveat is, if you don't want to share that with somebody, you have that right to not to share that with somebody, even if you've already committed yourself to that person.
Facts.
Now with Corey's, with that couple, that their marriage crumbling was because that was something key. That was something that was a deal breaker for her, and she didn't let her feelings be known prior to them getting married.
But how you know?
Because they didn't talk about that. That's something totally different, and that's why I feel like what you like sexual preferences in the bedroom should definitely be shared.
They should.
Those should be shared, but like extracurriculars that are done without your partner, not necessarily need to be shared.
So getting pegged, share. Wanting to go to the strip club, don't share.
So if you have a relationship that you're in,
marriage, no one said anything about peg legs,
and you're in this, and you're in you're in a marriage basically, and your partner doesn't share your sexual beliefs, how do you handle that? Is it necessarily? I mean, outside of this situation, I think that this couple that my barber was mentioning probably had a little bit more going on than just that, but. Let's say that take that scenario. Okay. You're with someone. You have married them. And they don't share in your sexual belief. Now, I will speak to what I said to my barber. I felt that the dude in this relationship situation learned that his wife wanted something that he wasn't willing to do that he didn't like, then I think it would have been his responsibility or a better case scenario for him to find some other alternative to fulfill that desire.
Yes.
Meaning that he could have went and maybe did some toy shopping or something of that nature to give her what she was desiring.
Yeah.
I don't think it should have been a complete 100% shutdown, but on top of that,
what type of
there's some out there.
Yeah, there are.
The conversation should have happened prior to them being married, in my opinion.
No, I'm with you on that opinion. I agree.
That you avoid this completely.
Yeah. I agree with you on both fronts. Like, okay, it should have been handled prior, before getting married, but now that you're married and you're committed to each other, for better or for worse,
you find an alternative, right?
You find a way, because that's the whole thing about relationships is give and take, compromise. You don't like Chinese, and I don't like Mexican food, so let's go have a hamburger,
right?
Like, let's find something.
And
in the
fact,
middle.
And I know we're up on a break here. We'll go out on this. The fact is that this thing. And adults, you're probably seeing right through this screen we're putting up. That's normally the precursor to the actual act.
Yeah.
And this dude wasn't feeling it. And I was trying to look up at my barber before he put all his hair in my mouth. And I was like, what? This is the precursor. I call that the beginning. I call that the starting spot.
Foreplay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The playing of the four.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
And this dude didn't want to do it.
So that's the audition before the show.
Exactly.
So how did they play four? My question.
I guess he thought she was a helicopter, just go from 0 to 60. I don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back on the other side of this. FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah.
Hello, everybody. You might not know who I am, but my uncle is the star of this show, and my daddy is on this show. So yes, I'm talking about Uncle Corey and my daddy, DJ Little D. Now I'm doing this commercial to tell you to tell all your friends to listen to the show and buy the bonus show afterward. Now I'm only 10 years old, so I can't buy the bonus show, but you are old enough to buy the bonus show, so why don't you just buy it? Don't all big people have all the money? It just makes sense. So go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterbird and subscribe. I promise you, if you do, I'll tape another commercial. Because who doesn't like a cute little girl's voice on the radio? And sorry my sister was making all that noise.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. New year, why not a brand new home? No, Lil D, I'm not talking about going and buying another house. I'm talking about remodeling the one yo ass in right now.
From where?
New year, why not a new home? And you don't have to go buy a brand new house, Lil D. You just remodel and upgrade the one that you got right now, and you can do it at Home Depot through the Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. 35% off top-rated flooring, up to 20% off top-rated mosaic wall tiles. Refresh and renew your home at the Home Depot. And don't forget, 12-month special financing on qualified purchases when you shop through the Home Depot banner on our website using your Home Depot credit card. Home Depot, how doers get more done. And we thank you. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa. For those of you that are just joining us, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor over there. Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holler.
And my little brother, DJ Lil D.
I'm back.
All right. I got another situation.
I had one too, but I guess I'll wait.
No, go ahead and get into that because, boys, I need to do an unprofessional thing, and we're going to leave the camera on D.A. while I do it.
Gentlemen, okay. You guys are pretty smart.
Yeah. Please. No. Please watch him.
It's good. It's
you nothing. Always say it's, that, it's, and it's, we end up getting fired.
That's not the sexual. I'd take one of my broke cousin-in-laws always got some financial advice for me. Now, think about it. He's broke. And okay. He always has financial advice for me.
Yeah.
So today he wanted to borrow $1,300. He's because he's
1300.
Behind. Yeah, he's behind $11,000 in his mortgage.
Okay.
So he was.
Wait, he's $11,000 or $1,100?
No, he's behind $11,000. But they were tallying up the money, so they think they're going to be $1,300 short. So he wants to borrow from me. Granted, this guy's always borrow money from me.
Okay.
But I'm telling him like, bro, I was talking about my car payments. Like, I haven't had car payments in forever. I was like, the reason why I don't have as much money as I have anymore is because I have two car payments. That's like the only reason I got it is because I want to get my credit up.
Yeah.
And I was like, everything, I used to always buy my cars cash. So he's telling me, well, what you should do, because you have equity in your house, take the equity out of your house and pay your cars off. And just, I was like, but.
He told you to do that?
Yeah. I said, yeah.
The one trying to borrow money.
Yeah, the one borrow money.
Telling you what to do.
Yeah. I'm like, but what if my house payment go up? I'm going to try to refinance to get my house down. He's like, well, yeah, through your refi, take the money out and pay it off. I said, but yeah, but what did my house payment go up? He's like, yeah.
I said, so that's not necessarily, but you're going to put that those years back on your home.
Exactly. But the thing is, I'm moving one debt to another place, but now that I'm making that extra payment because I took the money out, is that for the life of the loan?
Yeah.
That extra payment?
Well, so, yeah. Until you refi again.
Yeah. So that would be silly because all that time I'd have had the cars paid off, but now I'm still making that extra money payment. That's what I was trying to tell him. And he's trying to tell me, no, he begs to differ, but this guy's the one who's always trying to give me financial advice, but he's always behind.
Is his name Dave Ramsey?
No, my cousin.
Then don't listen to him.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. So I wanted to get you guys' input on it. Was I wrong for thinking like that? Like,
well, he said his cousin told him to refinance the house, pull the equity out the house,
no,
pay off the cars, and then just pay on the house.
No. You know it's what silly. Do you know what a refinance is of a house?
Yeah.
What is it?
The refinance of a house, you're refinancing to get your payment lower.
You're basically, in layman's term, you're basically buying your house again.
Yeah, pretty much.
To pull money out for the total value of it, which puts you in a bad situation because if home values drop, you end up going upside down. Don't listen to your cousin. How many houses does your cousin own?
Now, he owns one house, but he's $11,000 behind.
Okay.
Let him take
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's always trying to give me advice. And I was going to tell him, like, dude, you're trying to give me advice, but you're still trying to borrow money from me, but telling me what I should do.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, it's for you to loan him some of the money you're going to get back from the refi.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Now, you and I both are sitting on a pretty substantial equity mound right now. Mm-hmm. We need to leave that there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not
trust me
with that.
No. AJ's in college right now. Your girls ain't nowhere near that. I'm telling you, as a big brother, leave it there.
I'm not touching it. Jesus, I wasn't going to take his advice.
All right. So, thank you, gentlemen. Been to the doctors a lot this week, so lots going on down there.
Nice.
Anyway, boys.
As black men, we should see the doctors more.
I did. I had a physical, and I got a Tetris shot.
Hey, speaking of physical,
I don't know why Tetris. I was asking for a Pong shot, but he gave me a Tetris shot. And I specifically asked him, DA, don't see that we're trying to build a comedy vortex here. Yeah. But I specifically asked him to put it in my left hand, in my left arm, because my left arm is not my dominant arm for camera work.
Yeah.
Because my left arm is a little sore when I lift it up, chair over my head. So he put they put the Tetris shot. The little fat nurse that was there that was giggling at all my jokes.
BBW. Yeah, did you go to Dr. Mario?
I did not go to Dr. Mario. It was Dr. Luigi.
Mario Van.
Oh, okay.
And I was kind of questioning his tetanus shot procedure because it involved a plunger. But
as long as you didn't go to Dr. Dre for that tennis shot.
Yeah. Well, the first thing when he said he was going to give me the Tetris shot is that he said, just go stand on these blocks, and when the big, huge black bullet come at you, just lift your arm up.
Lift your arm or jump over.
Yeah, or I can't jump. Fat man can't jump.
Fat man can't jump.
I want to hear more about this fat nurse.
Oh, yeah, she just
BBW. for the little D.
Yeah, no, she wasn't a BBW.
Thank you.
No.
She was laughing at all your jokes too.
She was laughing at all my jokes.
What'd you say? He was 260.
No.
Did you tell her about the show?
No, I didn't.
Damn, you slack, Corey.
She's seen me naked. I don't think I'm gonna tell her about her show.
Oh, that's
the show.
Come on, man. You ain't got no game.
She was giggling like one of those girls that was just laughing because she's like a dude is giving her attention. Well, you know how some girls are like that.
She
was
giggling because she knew you about to get the tetragram.
She was giggling because she's like, oh, that's the little ball from Pong in his pants. Between his thighs.
Between his thighs. She could have aroused you.
So I'm a mess.
Hey, I'm just saying, you could have. Do your ping pong in her cup.
Yep. I'm a mess at the vortex because I'm really concerned though.
Okay, why?
Because when you got the physical, did they do the grab and cough?
No.
They don't do that no more?
Not at this particular physical.
Because I had a physical too, he didn't do my grab and cough.
That's because, DA, me and you have nothing to grab. He saw through the pants and he says, you know what? I'm not even going to bother.
Bruh, if I ain't got...
Because there ain't really nothing down there to
bruh.
He already used his tweezers to look up my nose. Bruh. They look dirty.
I'm going to stop right there. If I ain't got nothing, I got cojones.
The thing is what I did realize...
No.
What I was shocked at, what my doctor told me, he wasn't... I was shocked at what my doctor said he wasn't going to do. He was not going to take the finger and they don't do that until you hit a different age level now.
Yeah, it's 50.
I didn't realize
I thought it was
that.
45.
No, I think it's 50.
Because I was number
for
one.
For black men, it's still 40.
I was I was asking for it, you know, pure out of pure entertainment.
Yes, I had to figure out.
I was like, can I have the number one with the side of finger up the, you know, I was just asking, and he wasn't willing. I didn't understand. I'm like, I'm paying you. I got health insurance like a Sultan Prince. You stick your finger up my.
You wait to get paid.
And he was not obliging. I don't know why. I have my pants off and everything. He was still like, no, sir.
Jim Amato off of Facebook said, is it a love connection for Corey and the nurse?
Oh,
stay
God.
Tuned.
No, it's not.
You sure?
No,
it's
was
definitely not one with the doctor.
I know, right?
Sir, I was like, doctor, please, you've saved my life on countless numbers. Please take your finger. And he wasn't having it.
He said, nah, not especially now if you stare me in the eyes while I'm doing it.
I was holding him gently at the time I was asking. I thought that's
coins like coins like this.
Hey, that's a Bernie Mac callback. Just looking up at you.
Yeah. I was just like, doctor. He's like, no, we don't do that anymore. You're not at the age bracket yet. Nevertheless, I didn't get to what I was going to get to. I apologize for that. But all is well. I'm not dying today.
Damn.
Maybe tomorrow. All right, let's take a quick break right here. And what I intended to get to, we'll try to get to. But first, we got a bitch of the year, and I'm glad Little D is here because Little D gonna love this nasty bitch. Bitch of the year? No, she's not. Bitch of the year on the other side of this, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Fat Guy Radio Show. This is Corey. Mama Clump?
Well, hello.
How can I help you?
I'm surprised that you answering your phones for your own show. That's just fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous. But I'm having some problems and I need some help.
What problems, Mama Clump?
I'm trying to set up Mama on Spotify to hear your show. Because y'all are on Spotify now. I went to FatGuyRadioShow.com, clicked the Spotify banner, and it worked. Then Mama got a hold of her phone and she done something and it went away.
She broke my damn phone. I didn't do nothing. I was listening to the show just fine.
Mama, don't be so rude. I'm on the phone.
Don't be putting us all on me. You screwed up. Just look at Sherman. The man needs is more than slim fast. He needs slim mock speed.
Mama!
Family feud aside, what I think
family
you should...
Family feud? Do you know Steve Harvey? I sure do love me some Steve Harvey. He ain't no Mike Douglas, but he do. Ask Corey if he knows Steve Harvey.
Mama, I didn't call this man for that.
Maybe if you try...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I love y'all show on Spotify. Just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Here, Mama, now don't mess it up.
Shut the hell up.
Mom, Fat Guy Radio shows on Spotify, and it's just the right cost. Free. Oh, just so fabulous. Oh, God. Corey, I'm going to tell everybody to add you to their favorites, baby. But I got to go. I got some cornbread in the oven and the collard greens that need some fat back.
I ain't telling nobody about this damn show.
Thanks for calling.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, it is time for Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen. Our monthly bonus show, DT. Tell them all about Afterburns.
Again?
Yeah, again. Anybody else named DT?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard
wait
the
a minute, hold on. Whoa, we whoa, tell whoa, him was, that we. You don't whoa, never was, call on me, and then I call on him twice. He didn't get indignant.
No, I don't want to do it, Corey.
Two weeks in a row. You should be honored by that. I don't want to hear DA over there. Blah, 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 blah.
I know. Well, I was trying to tell him. You didn't let me go with the shtick.
Oh.
You cut me off.
Yeah, I did.
What I was saying
the comedy vortex has been ruined.
You can suck my comedy vortex. Read the damn commercial.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you see this is a little bit tamed. After Burns, not. We are raw, uncut. You want to know what the goods are? Uh-huh. You need to come to After Burn for $3 to listen or $8 to view.
Yeah.
You can be elite.
Yeah.
You can see the meat. After Burn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Yeah, little D,
be
go
there or be square.
Go put your meat in DT's camera. All right, I'm kidding. All right. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody. All right, let me get to this because it's a segment that has been besqueeping the nation, and I'm going to try to get at three things in this last little segment, which is possibly not going to happen, but I'm going to do my best
three
to try
things
to
in
it.
One? Is this the doctor's office again?
Doctor, please, just the finger. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the segment that is besqueeping the nation. It's time for...
you guys made me
Lil D, you love it when I screw up, huh?
I thought we had
all this stuff figured out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, because I was on bed two, not bed three. Hey, I got it this time. We're going to take that again from the top. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that is Be Squeeping the Nation, Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year nominee is Lil D. You're gonna love this one. Kenton County Judge Don Gentry.
Judge
Don Gentry. We are starting 2020 off with a bitch nomination of a judge. And trust me, her little nasty ass deserves it.
Talk to me.
Last Friday, the Kentucky Judicial Conduct Commission met to decide if Judge Don Gentry would remain on the bench. This was brought into question because of the alleged professional and sexual misconduct. Judge Gentry is accused of having sex with her lover and another woman while at work.
Talk to me.
The judge allegedly allowed sex, alcohol, and loud music in her courthouse.
Oh, it's lit.
In addition, the judge also faces other serious charges of misconduct in the way she handled cases of allegations that she coerced colleagues to support her election campaign. The judge is also accused of making inappropriate advances toward an attorney who worked as a child advocate in her court. Three of the counts against Judge Gentry accuses her of retaliating against that attorney and other attorneys who displeased her. The judge has been barred from the county courthouse where she allegedly had hired her lover, Stephen Penrose, who is a former pastor, and with whom she had sex with in the courthouse along with her female secretary while they were all at work. Judge Dawn Gentry is on paid leave, of course, awaiting final decision of her ability to sit as Kenton County judge. This judge was throwing it down.
My type of judge.
In that courthouse.
Oh, man. Hey.
Did you pull up a picture of her, D.A.?
I did, and I
would give it to her.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
How I feel.
All right.
I gave it to her.
Okay, she was having lesbian loves with her ex-pastor husband in the court.
Was it in front of everybody?
I don't know if it was in front of everybody.
It's in the court.
So was it in her chambers?
I don't know. They didn't. The reports didn't say where the actual acts took place. I wonder if he could pass the test, pass the final.
What final?
The final that starts with the oral.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if clearly he did, because his girl about to get fired out of Kentucky.
So why is she bitch of the year?
Because this is a judge doing all this, bruh. She finna be disbarred for all this craziness. This is some bitch ass.
Corey, you know why
boring,
she? No, he ain't. You know why she the bitch of the year? Cause that could have been my child support lawyer. We could have went back and did some stuff. You know what I mean? She didn't come to me. That's why she the bitch of the year.
Yo, I bet you. Her lover is black, because that sounds like America. F yeah.
Right? And that's been our Bitch of the Year nomination. DA, your girl is getting her own TV show, and it's going to be horrible.
Uh-oh, my wife?
Leslie Jones, the host of reboot of Supermarket Sweep. Leslie Jones is going to be hosting the reboot of Supermarket Sweep. Are you old enough to know that show, DA?
I think that's the one where they get the grocery cart, and they get like 90 seconds to run around and hurry up and put all the stuff.
Well, you gotta earn, you play a little mini game before that to see how much time you actually get in the supermarket. And when you're next time you're in the supermarket and you hear the beep, think of how much fun you can have on Supermarket Sweep.
Leslie Jones is going to be hosting this. They just announced that they finally got it. ABC is picking it up. All I could think of when I saw this come across the wire is Leslie Jones, her mouth and her teeth, just yelling at these people, get the soap! Get the soap! Get the soap! This is not going to go over well.
You know what's confusing? I used to watch that show and wonder why everybody don't just run to the meat.
Because the meat is heavy. Doctor.
It is.
The meat is heavy and heavy to pick up. You don't go for the meat. You know where you go. You know where the money is? Detergent.
The money's in the trash.
You go to detergent. You get you some Tide Pods and that game get real fun.
But not only that, but I remember there were like certain items that were especially marked. So like even though the meat, the hams and stuff were more expensive because of the poundage and everything, there were like certain items like if you get one of these, like it's an automatic $2,000 added to your.
Well, they had that big blow up bottle of Dawn.
Yeah.
And the old one. No, damn well, that's going to take up half your basket. And it's worth $200 and everybody go right for that.
But the thing is, you can get as many cart as you want. That's the thing. You'll get a cart, you'll go drop it off once it's full and grab another cart and go back.
I thought it was only two carts per one cart per player.
No. Corey, I dare you to go on that show, get like 5 minutes, run straight to the relaxer aisle, run back to Leslie Jones and fix her hair. I dare you. I triple dog dare.
I will go on that show, run over to the toothpaste aisle, and then run over to the horse tranquilizer and then go back to Leslie Jones, tranquilize her ass, and then brush one of her teeth. Now, I can only get to one tooth because the show's only 30 minutes. So I only can get to one of her teethuses, and I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get the dead one. I'm trying to get the dead tooth.
I'm still trying to figure out when did Jack Black have enough time to teach King Kong how to host?
Who knew that Mr. Ed was back and big and black? You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how this technology these days.
This is why Lizzo quit Twitter.
Oh, Lord. Lizzo quit Twitter.
The new black beauty.
Yeah, the new. Talk about Beauty and the Beast.
The beast is old as time.
She can't rhyme neither. But Supermarket Sweep is coming back. I don't think this is going to go over very well because what's the girl, the mole face girl? What's her name?
Tiffany Haddish.
Yes, Stephanie Hash Brown. She hosts Kids Say the Darndest Things. It's not funny when she hosted.
Did it get renewed?
It's awkward with
her. I tried to watch it. It was not funny.
It's not funny. It's awkward. And you know how you can tell it's not going well and it's not natural? Because it's overly edited. Yes. It is highly produced and highly edited.
I was just about to say, the production on that, they have to overly produce it because she's not funny.
It's super. Now, she may be great in movies. She may be at stand-ups whatever. Stephanie Haddish, Stephanie Hash Brown, I've always said she ain't nothing but the female Kevin Hart. That's what I say.
I don't know. With a mole. I definitely don't know why they got Tiffany corned beef hash.
I don't understand. You know what I mean? I don't understand. Tiffany Hacksaw, Jim Duggan. I don't understand why she's doing it, but I got another problem that's been happening. Okay. How, Lil D, how do you tell your old ass neighbors to stop giving you food at they nasty, dirty house? My neighbors, I've talked about them on the show, Betty White and Barney Fife. I don't know what it is, but ever since AJ then left the house and went on to college, they think they gotta feed me.
Maybe they trying to fatten you up.
Pardon the pun. I like that one. That was good. We need a rim shot.
Moved all our damn cameras when you did that too. Just the whole damn camera.
I was being serious. You know, old people try to look out.
I understand how old people try to look out for you. Thank you, Siri. Who's Siri?
Why did this bitch start talking to me?
Because it's on set alert.
She said you're welcome.
Yeah, she did. Nevertheless, I know how old people try to take care of yous. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But Betty White and Barney Fife, their house is nasty. They be taking in hummingbirds that they catch and putting them in little makeshift cages. They got deer meat and stuff from a deer that they shot at least 25 years ago in their freezer, kitchen, in the freezer in their garage.
It's venison.
It used to be. And I mean, they nice, they're lovely, but this past weekend, and I put a story up on my Instagram story that they went to she was telling me about how you can, for $12, you get 50 pounds of vegetables. $12 for 50 pounds of root vegetables.
Where they do that at?
And she said, I'm going to go get you some. I'm like, no, Betty White, you ain't got to do that. I'll be all right. You know, because I think it bred from the fact that I was telling her that I like Sprouts.
Yeah.
And that led into, she's like, Sprouts, $12 at Sprouts to get you two apples and a handshake. True. But $12 where I'm going on this Saturday, you get 50 pounds. I'm going to get you some vegetables.
You're
going to
give me two apples and a hand job.
Listen, but here's the thing. They give me cookies at every Christmas.
Yeah.
Seems nice.
I'm running out of
her cookies.
I'm running out of trash cans to throw them in. I can't put. Listen to me. I can't put them in my own trash can because we have the trash cans that you push out to the street. Uh-huh. And sometimes Betty White and Barney Fife come over and push my trash cans out for me, and they go through the trash cans looking for cans.
So
So I can't put the cookies in the trash can because Barney Fife, he got the little poker thing that he pokes the bags and rips them open.
No, he does.
He does. I'm telling you, he pokes the bags and rips them open. So when they give me stuff to eat, I graciously take it. Mm-hmm. I tell them thank you. And then when I'm traveling, you know, at least 5 to 10 miles away from my house, I throw it in a trash can.
Just give it to a homeless person.
I was going to say, just give it to me.
No.
No,
they may be trying to poison.
Listen. Just give it to me.
Okay.
I live in an apartment complex. We have the big dumpsters.
Ah.
So just give it to me. I'm 7 minutes away. Just say, hey, DT, I got a package. Can you deliver it? And then I take it off your hands and just throw it in my community.
See, here's the interesting thing, DT. I may or may not have already thrown something away in your trash can because I drive far away from my neighborhood to dispose of this. And I'm not kidding you. I take whatever they've given me, put it in the car, and I've thrown it away in back of McDonald's, in back of shopping malls, in back of apartment complexes, anywhere I can find an open trash can. I may or may not have thrown away something in one of those recyclable bins or one of them bins that you put clothes in, but never, I'm not allegedly, you know, but nonetheless.
Here's the food.
I don't know how to tell them not to do it, though.
There's a donation center not that far from your house, so you can always just
now when she me. I should. Now, when she gave me the cookies this year, last year for Christmas, you know, she brought the cook, her and Betty White and Barney Fife brought the cookies over, you know, and they were telling me how they made them. And she was like explaining this and mm-hmm. how she rolls the dough out and mm-hmm. doing it. And then she said one thing that sent me into almost epileptic shock.
Mm. What's that?
She said it's all by hand.
Okay.
And then I looked down. At her hands.
Oh, the nails.
And I don't know if she was digging in the dirt or digging in her ass.
Or yours.
If she holds, it's the same thing.
But her nails and his nails ain't look like they've seen any level of soap in the last 25, 35 years.
Okay.
Well, so here's another trick to getting rid of those cookies.
Yes.
So what you do is, because you know you have multiple trash cans in your house and you empty them all, they all have bags. I've seen your house.
Yes, you have.
So what you do is you take the cookies and you crumble them up like if you're eating, so it's crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does open it up, he's not going to see whole cookies thrown away. He's going to see a bunch of crumbs. And he's like, oh, dang, he loved them cookies. Oh, gobbled it all, loved it. Look at all these crumbs here.
See, that's where I think he'll still get me, because I think in his former life,
uh-huh.
Barney Fife used to be a detective, because he be going through them trash cans with a fine tooth comb looking for them little cans. He is proud to tell me about how last year him and his wife made over $700 in cans alone.
Wow.
Because he works the whole block.
I got it.
How you got it?
Two birds, one stone.
The cats.
No. Throw it in your neighbor's garbage and say she's been robbing you, and then they gonna kill her and the cat.
No, just give it to the cat.
It'll kill off. I honestly think, a part of me thinks that they may be trying to kill me.
Give it to the cat.
Because who gives somebody that much food all the time on a consistent basis?
Oh, yeah, true. They're trying to give you a heart attack.
I think they're trying to get rid of me.
Yep,
or fatten them up, like you said.
Bleach cookies.
I can't get no fatter.
That's the heart attack.
It's bleach cookies. Yeah,
I will say this. We have made some leeway with the cat saga here at the end of the show. She's now feeding them in her backyard.
Hey! Oh. There you go.
So you know what? This is so all of you people out there that call me heartless, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to take them down. I'm going to turn all the sonars on movement only.
Okay.
Instead of constant.
Mm-hmm.
And I may consider adjusting the one that's pointed at her front door, but I still kind of, you know, that's the cat's still out on that.
Hey, AK said you need a fire pit and just incinerate the food.
Ooh.
And the cats.
If they're bleach cookie, they're going to make a good fire.
They really need to stop trying to feed me. I be nice and I take them, and that's the reason why we've never used their real names on this show. They are great. I love them. They home all day and got nothing to do. They watch my place all day. They watch 4 or 5 houses all day.
Yeah, they probably have sex with each other and then make your cookies.
Trust me, ain't nothing rising in that house but that dough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber with his simple fellas. We plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Order yours today or give a tee as the perfect gift. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. That's on the t-shirt. For Daniel Taylor,
what's good?
Doug the DA Andrew, and DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
Even though he didn't have a camera on him today, he didn't got completely out of all his clothes. Does anybody know that, or is it just me?
No, I smelt it.
Lil D.
Yep.
Can you please at least put your socks back on?
Before we all even go.
Oh, my. No, put the socks on your foot. God, he's so nasty. God.
You said
all
what you
right. I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people. He didn't say what you foot. They caught me. Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. That's also on a t-shirt. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
Hey,
wait. Before you go, was this show too clean for you? Sometimes I feel it might be too clean. Well, if you want to hear us dirty it up, you'll want to get yourself a subscription to Afterburn. Afterburn is our uncensored, no rules, and commercial-free bonus show. So check out Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn through our partnership with Patreon. Afterburn, only if you can handle it. Afterburn, not for the faint of heart. Afterburn, if you're man enough. Or woman. Afterburn, because sometimes the fire keeps raging.